Now I'm moving slow. No, don't cut out on me right when I start this. My name is John. All right. So it's going to start without me being here. Visibly. My name is John Marchada, and this is Gunpowder Plot Show, also known as Guy Fox Podcast. And we are accompanied by none other than Bad Dog Bentley Meadows. Hey, Bentley.
Hello.
What's the date? The date is 9/30, September 30. Do we have 30 or 31 days in this? 30.
30.
Last day of September 2023. Let's go ahead and plug, and I'm gonna fuck around with this and get it figured out. Dude, it went for so long. So you go ahead and plug, and then I'll plug.
Plug, 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 plug.
And then we don't have to do it at the end.
Well, you can, if you want to get a hold of me. It is baddogshow@yahoo.com, baddogshow@yahoo.com, or you can just look up Bad Dog Show and find me online or some kind of podcast somewhere.
All of them. On Facebook.
Yeah, you can find me there.
I'm sick. Dude, you're going to hear a lot of this. Scoozy. You can get a hold of me at metv1105@gmail.com. That is metv1105@gmail.com. You can go to my website, theweaponbook.com. That is theweaponbook.com, all one word. And find me on any social networking platform. For the most part, just look up my name, John Omerchada. That's JOHNOMURACHADHA. Hope that didn't fuck you up too much. So, we are going to be covering the Patrick Bettman David interview with the Lincoln Project founder, Steve Schmidt. But more specifically, we're not going to go over the whole episode, but we're going to go over this one clip that I saw just a few, maybe an hour or two ago. And I was like, dude, this is perfect for us to go over. It's kind of encapsulates not so much the liberal left, as much as it is like the rhinos of today. And before we can get there, let's just.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, I might have to keep doing this throughout here. So before we start, I want to apologize to everybody, even though I don't like apologizing, but I am still sick, or at least I'm getting over it. So I have this super annoying cough as I say that. Cough, nasal congestion, sore throat, headache. I do have a headache from coughing so much. Just making sure it doesn't make me go to sleep, because I passed out last night from drinking fucking NyQuil. And I didn't mean to. I needed to do a whole bunch of shit, and I didn't get to it necessarily. All right. 30 milligram. Let's go. Let me take the only drugs I can take right now. Oh, that's just got a warming, relief. It just tastes like shit. I'll let the whiskey give me warming relief. Okay, so onto this clip. Oh shit, I gotta share, don't I? Share screen, and then this one. Yeah, sure. Why isn't it letting me do it? This site will be able to see the contents of your screen. Yeah, okay. Choose what to share with StreamYard. So I can't do my tab? Why won't it let me share that? Also share audio tab. Yeah. For real? Do I have anything that I don't want on here? No. Okay.
Deposit $2.99. Hey, I know those guys.
Can you see what I'm looking at?
Yeah.
Can you see me?
I can see you and me and...
Okay.
I can see Dorothy and...
What? Dorothy? Man, come on now. Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you.
No, yeah, I mean, can you hear them talking?
No.
No? Fuck, are you for real, dude? All right, what is happening? You can't hear that right now?
I can't hear it.
Okay. Remove. Stop. Yeah. I'm not understanding right now. Yeah. This is goofy, dude. Why won't it let me share? Huh. And yep, it looks like my cam stopped. Motherfucker, dude. What is happening tonight? All right. Cancel that. Start this. Okay, now I'm back. And now we go to... dude, this is going to suck if we can't do this. Hi, one person that came in.
Hello, here's one person.
Oh. Oh. All right, hold on.
I think I hope that one person comes in over. Oh, I hear something.
Can you hear him?
Side charge.
Yes.
We have in this country.
Now you can hear him.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me back it up a little bit. Because this was a clip that I heard earlier. And it's.
People from not voting for him worked effectively. Yet at the same time, here's John Weaver, one of the founders, is up there.
So this is Patrick Bettman David. If nobody, if people don't know who he is, he's like the American, he's the dude of like the American dream. Did my fucking screen just stop?
Yeah. You're not on it.
Yeah.
There you are.
Dude, this is sucking. I'm going to have to get a new camera for sure. So anyway, this guy, he's just an American success story. He became an American citizen. I think he's from either Iran or Iraq. He had big dreams, put in a lot of work, and did very well for himself. He's a multimillionaire. He's a pro-Trump guy. He's a pro-American guy. Just a good all-around dude. I don't know how long ago he started this podcast, but he's had a lot of different people on, both left, right, center. And he's had some very viral clips. I don't know if this one is going to make it viral, but it's certainly one worth discussing. And like I said, this has more to do with kind of the rhinos of the right, which I think is what the Lincoln Project is. I haven't spent too much time focusing on these turds, but I know that they're anti-Trump Republicans. And so I just kind of categorize them as rhinos. I don't know if that's necessarily what they are, but I'm just too petty to really give a shit. So anyway, let's go on from there.
They're saying we have to go back as the Republicans to respect men of character because Trump's not a man of character. And I'm sitting there like, wow, man of character. Then what? A year later, 2 years later, this guy's getting accused of 21 young boys under the age of 18 and one 14-year-old that he's exchanging messages with saying, I want to see private parts or private pictures. And he says, I thought it was consensual. What do you mean it's consensual with a 14-year-old boy? You're talking about character with a Trump, and then you're doing this. You realize how hypocritical. By the way, you resigned. You came out and you said some words about it. Do you realize how hypocritical that is of a project like that I'm supposed to sit there and think, Trump's got character issues, yet Weaver's got that kind of character issues. That's confusing to a person.
I'm gonna sell your confusion.
Tell me.
I'm not defending that piece of shit.
Okay.
Number one. Two, though, New York Times writes a story about his secret life. The 14-year-old that he was texting, he didn't do that on the Lincoln Project. He did that when he was working for John Kasich in 2015. Now, I don't blame John.
By the way, if this is boring so far, it's because it is. I wanted to kind of see the beginning of this clip because it didn't really get quite into it. This isn't part of it. This is kind of talking about, I guess, a certain member of this Lincoln Project. This dude has gotten into a little bit of trouble with his, and the project itself has. But this isn't quite where I wanted to start off. I didn't know where it was. I couldn't find the clip again. So I kind of had to not shoot in the dark, but kind of find it myself right before the episode started here.
Kasich for that. And I don't blame the Lincoln Project for it. Had a fucked up guy. The incredible thing about it is the lead correspondent for the New York Times in writing acknowledges she knew about the guy having a secret closeted life. It wasn't kids. It was adult men. And I didn't know. I'm not a closeted gay guy. So I had no idea.
Beg to differ.
Never saw him physically at all during the course of the Lincoln Project. So he was never physically with any person. He's an out gay guy.
There's a lot of...
yeah. Just wait till he fucking says the shit that he's about to say. You'll be like, yeah.
People, that's it for decades. You guys but, all knew how but, dirty of a guy this
no,
guy was.
No, I just told you, right, that I have no idea what any of your sexual orientations are. John Weaver, though.
I hate the way this guy talks.
Dude. Wasn't the president of the United States.
Such a smug.
John Weaver is a political consultant who held no position of public responsibility. I want to come back to what you said about 9/11, though.
Oh, here we go.
For a second, because I guess the bigger thing. The passengers and crew of United Flight 93 were the first Americans to fight back on that day. They took the plane back from the terrorists and they crashed it into a field in Pennsylvania to save the United States Capitol from destruction. The attack on the Capitol on January 6th was a desecration of that sacrifice. It was a desecration of the sacrifice of every American. And it was specifically a desecration of the sacrifice of the men of the 1st Minnesota at Gettysburg, who prevented the Confederate Army and the Confederate flag from entering the capital of the United States through basically a suicide charge. We have in this country a violence in our politics now, a rising anti-Semitism, a mainstreaming of white supremacist extremist groups that are an open part of the Trump coalition, and it's unacceptable. There's a whataboutism that comes up with Hillary Clinton and any one of a number of other people that I don't get. I'm not a Hillary Clinton supporter politically. Wouldn't have been my first choice. I voted for her against Donald Trump, but I mean, what type of crack?
I'm not a Hillary Clinton supporter, but I voted for her over Donald Trump. I'd say you support her just a little bit, wouldn't you? Oh, motherfucker. Is that really what they're doing right now?
You know, he's voting against, from his perception, the lesser of two evils, maybe, would be his excuse.
Yeah, I mean, it would be an excuse for sure. Fuck him, dude. Fuck.
Well, you know, and I've experienced that here recently, that my evil and other people's evil are two different things.
I mean, if I thought this guy was genuine, if I thought he was honest, that would be one thing. But with the shit that he has said so far, are you kind of picking up what he's getting at right now? So he's one of these fucking retards that are claiming that January 6th was worse than 9/11.
Yeah, that's like, what is it, the straw man thing? They can't stay on actual topic. They gotta like compare it to something crazy
obnoxious that it's incomparable to. I don't even know if that's the right word, if that is the word. Sorry.
But yeah, he's just playing that card, the new
he's being gay is what he's
NPC
saying.
Card
where we talked about him being a closet gay. Not dick and butt gay, like fourth grade insult gay. This guy is fucking worse, dude. I hate this guy so much.
He's a closet scared dumbass, like a lot of them.
He's a bullshitter. That's what he is. He's just a flat out bullshitter. To claim something like that January 6th, and you're gonna this gets pretty heated here in a minute. And I wish it was Patrick Bettman David that got it, but I think he was letting his buddy kind of go off. It's just obnoxiously incorrect. Is it incomparable? Is that the word that I'm looking for?
Like, oh yeah,
compare the two.
It's just BS. And it's, you know,
yeah, it's just so far removed from reality to try and compare January 6th. So what he's trying to say is that what happened on January 6th, and he's not going to take into consideration that there were FBI cells within the crowd. He's not going to acknowledge that. He's not going to acknowledge Ray Epps. He's not going to, it would be like, he wouldn't acknowledge that the FBI infiltrated the Michigan Wolverines, the Michigan militia, entrapped three men and got them to go along with the FBI's own plan. This is all true. The FBI's own plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer. He wouldn't acknowledge this shit. You know what I mean? That's kind of the same of what he would do. He won't acknowledge that the government itself was involved in rile up, right? Basically, but different phrase, rile up the crowd in January 6th to go into the Capitol and to basically riot and destroy things. So he's taking what happened there to say that they tried to undermine our democracy, which we don't have. We're not a democracy. Oh, it irks me.
Not really. We're a republic.
We're a constitutional republic. We've never been a democracy. I hate it. I hate that
majority isn't supposed to rule.
Correct.
And somehow these people are saying that, well, majority rule. And I'm like, no, that's not exactly how we work. Also, you know, there are some common ground that we have, but majority is not supposed to, you know, just because we don't like something, we can't eat these people. You know what I'm saying?
No. All right, here we go.
Piper people sucking on if they think that the country would have been where it is today if Hillary Clinton had been elected.
Sorry, did I cut you off? I didn't mean to.
No, okay. You're good.
All right.
President of the United States.
Wait, you're saying it would have been better if Hillary would have been president?
Than Trump?
Yeah.
In 2016? Of course. Of course. Because.
Okay.
Because.
Are you sick of having issues with your webinars, wasting tons of time on troubleshooting with attendees?
It makes me not ever want to use them.
The democracy would not be threatened.
There's that word again. Democracy. This fucking guy talks about the fine points of government and doesn't understand the fucking foundation of what our government is. God, fucking hell. Oh, here we go.
The democracy would not be threatened. You have a guy.
You mean the establishment would have been not threatened and
protected. Are you troubled by the fact that he just called for the execution of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Does that bother you?
Let's see what Trump said. I heard about this. Trump, oops. I'm going on Google, by the way, because I have to be on Google in order to run StreamYard. Trump calls for the, what did he say? The
head?
Death of the head of the Joint
Chiefs of Staff.
Chiefs of,
I'm not privy to seeing that, but.
Facing backlash from within the Republican Party after suggesting that outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, committed crimes worthy of death of the death penalty. So he didn't call for his death necessarily. I mean, that's a twisting of words. It's a straw man.
Yeah.
He's saying that he committed
this gaslighting treason. Too.
Yeah. He's saying that he committed treason. Well, what are our at this point in time our recompense for treason? Death. So, all right. No, it doesn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me if he said it about Nancy Pelosi. Or...
Yeah, okay, see, that's totally different.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, what that guy said and what you just read.
Oh, right. Said, yeah. Yeah.
You know, calling, you know, hey, man, he should be tried for treason. That's right. Not even saying that he's treasonous. He's saying he ought to be at least tried for it.
Yeah.
Anything would happen.
Actually said. Cite Trump's death comment about Millie. Is there, was it, what was on fucking Truth Social?
Well, you know, I'm also thinking, okay, well, he said that. So what? You know how many people I've heard call for the death of Trump?
Trump? Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm like,
that bothered you, fucking Steve, you dork. This is an act so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. It's still, it's not even like he's saying, go kill him. He's saying, yeah, this is shit that he's done.
Yeah, if found guilty, I can, you know, put that in there for right. him.
There you go.
Could be punishable by death. With that.
Yeah, but you see how he's like, he's pivoting, he's deflecting over to over here. Let me ask you something. Even though I said something that's fucking retarded, what do you think about what Trump said? It's like, you fucking pussy.
You're saying Hillary Clinton.
Does it bother you that Donald Trump just called for the execution?
Patrick Bettman David was like, are you fucking insane with what you just said? Still, like, even though you're trying to deflect over, you're still fucking saying that you think Hillary Clinton would have been better, you psychopath. I love, let me see. Dude, I wish I could, like, just go back a sec, like 10 seconds. What are we at? 121.07. 21. Here, we'll go here.
Us, the democracy would not be threatened. The democracy would not be threatened. You have a guy.
You mean the establishment would have been not threatened? And
are you troubled by the fact that he just called for the execution of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? Does that bother you?
No.
You're saying Hillary Clinton.
Does it bother you that Donald Trump just called for the execution
so what?
Of a four-star general, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? He just called for him to be killed. Do you think he doesn't mean it?
The fact, Steve, you lose credibility. Call?
who did he call?
Yeah. What I wish Patrick, and I really, I think Patrick Bettman David's a better podcaster than I am. Right now, I'll say that. Okay, like how I added that right now in there. But what I wish he would have said right there is, what did he say? Tell me exactly what Trump said, so that, because this is gonna happen again here in a minute, and the guy's gonna be like, I didn't hear that, so they don't know what Trump said. So I wish he would have said, okay, well, what did he say, so that we can see, and then I can give you my answer. You know, instead, this guy's just like, oh, he called for the death of this guy. So what do you think about that? And it's like, well, that's a little unfair. You know, how about you provide me with the information that you have so that we both have the same information? Now we can discuss it, as opposed to this fucking tard who, doesn't he just feel like he's so fucking slimy? He's so fucking, ugh, you know,
greasy
motherfucker.
When you say 2,977 people died is less of a event than one person dying on J6.
So this is the clip. This is where it started, was right about here.
All right.
You're manipulating what I said, twisting it. What I said was January 6th was a more severe attack on the United States. September 11th, had more casualties.
What? Yeah. Dick, can you wrap your head around that? Even like, in that dude, is insulting enough. January 6th was more of an attack on the United States than September 11th. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, because just more people died on
September 11th. Am I strawmanning what he just said? No.
No.
Trying to what they call steelmanning it. I'm trying to say it for what it is. He's saying, as he just said. All right, 127.57.
Well, he didn't say any of that, actually.
With what he said earlier. So I'm going to play again what he just said, and then we'll steelman it.
What I said was January 6th was a more severe attack.
January 6th was a more severe attack.
On the United States.
On the United States.
September 11th had more casualties.
January 6th was a more severe attack on the United States than 9/11. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right? Am I getting that wrong? Am I embellishing something too much? Not enough?
No, we can infer to that, yes.
Yeah. I mean, because he just said it himself. What's the measure this cunt is using? You know, like what was it? Almost 3,000 people, 2,000 some odd people, some odd hundred, almost 3,000 people died on September 11th.
Yeah.
So apparently that, and what happened on January 6th? Did anything change? Did insurrectionists, which it wasn't an insurrection. There's no such thing as an unarmed insurrection.
Right.
It's just not a thing.
And doing selfies they do in Philadelphia when they rob iPhones.
And unfortunately, well, you'll see the argument that ensues here in a moment, but that it wasn't an insurrection. Okay. Me and my boys could have made more of an insurrection than what happened on January 6th. An insurrection, especially if it's planned, isn't going to be unarmed. It's just not ever going to be the case. Ever. So
no.
But I guess my point being is like, did the insurrectionists, quote unquote, did they change anything? Did anything happen bad to our government? You know, it wasn't even a full day. It was just a couple hours, if that, you know. So nothing really happened. Some guys damaged some shit on the Capitol grounds, and then that was it.
And they arrested the Grand Poobah.
One person was killed. One person was killed. Look at the fucking weaselly way this motherfucker gets out of this too. And when confronted with that, so here we'll go on from here.
There's a difference.
How do you measure worse? There's got to be data. You said you're a data guy. Data says. One event, we lost nearly 3,000 people. One event, we lost one.
We lost.
The average person, they're going to say, of course, 3,000 is going to be worse.
Because I guess I'm counting the 600,000 that died in the American Civil War.
Here's his fucking bullshit.
Wow.
That he tries to back up.
And I'm counting the 405,000 that died in the Second World War. And I'm counting the 50,000 that died in the Korean War. And I'm counting the 58,000 that died in the Vietnam War. And I'm counting the acts of sacrifice that go back to 1776 that were desecrated on that day, incited by a single man who assaulted the Constitution.
So there's an argument right there. How did he incite anything? What was the incitement? He never said to go and riot. He never said to break into the Capitol. He never said to harm anyone. He didn't give instructions of any of those things. Like you have to take what words he said on that day and infer on them your own thought, this guy's own thought to rearrange his words in order to argue that he incited anything. There was no incitement.
Right.
So that's, like, that's his
premise. That's what they, you think. That's, you know, or them. I'm like, you really think that's what people heard when Trump said that?
Because I can tell you, I didn't think that. And I'm a Trump supporter. Voted for the guy twice. I'm going to vote for him for a third time. I'll write his ass in if I have to. And I didn't think that. As honestly as I can be, as genuine as I can be, I didn't think that. And I don't know anybody else that's on this side that thought.
Yeah, well, I recall, I think I stopped paying attention when I heard him say, everybody go home.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, this guy is just an asshole.
That means to liberals, when they hear that, everybody go home, that means go attack the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because that's what they wanted to hear. That's what they wish it would have been, so that they can act like this asshole's acting.
Constitution of the United States. We were attacked by a foreign enemy on September 11th of 2001. The casualties were horrendous, as they were on December 7th of 1941. But the attack on January 6th was more severe also than the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Well, there wasn't an attack.
Yeah, no, there wasn't.
Like, what attack are you talking about?
Like a couple of skirmishes. And my question, I would love to ask this douchebag, is how many of those people that died in World War One, World War Two, the Revolutionary War, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, how many of those, not only people that died, but the people that fought, what side do you think they would be on? Do you think they'd be on this cunt side? Or do you think they'd be on Donald Trump's side? Funny enough, there's quite a few of those people from some of those eras that are still alive today that are on Trump's side.
How about this? What I told a liberal back when it all was going down, and my answer to them when they said they're, you know, attacked the Capitol, I'm like, well, man, that's where you're supposed to attack.
Yeah.
Actually, that is the place that you want to do it. You know, it's not doing it all over America and burning up towns.
Yeah.
All summer long, like a bunch of idiots. It's going to the Capitol and marching right there.
Yeah. But these lefties, you know, now all of a sudden, I mean, the government is their daddy. So, you know, it's such a weird to get in these people's heads. It hurts your brain to try do that, because they hate the Constitution, but they absolutely love the government itself. They love the Democrats, you know. Well,
it doesn't take long for me to listen to them before I'm like, oh, you're one of those neighbors that would have turned in
me. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a Helen Keller, but the dire and Anne Frank.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have. They 100%.
Like, that's who you are. Oh my God.
Yeah, like we've said before, dude. Now we should absolutely understand how those Nazi soldiers did the shit that they did.
Nazi soldier in Canada getting an ovation.
Holy fuck, dude.
How about that one?
Can you believe it?
I'm like, wow.
You're shitting me.
And I'm hearing like the real SS, like the kind of SS that was over the concentration camps.
Son of a bitch, man. Wow.
Way to go, Trudell.
Fuck, man. I mean, it's like the, and then he, did you hear his apology after? I know I keep doing air quotes, but fuck, man. Did you hear his apology after? It was, he blamed conservatives and shit.
Oh, he's like, yeah, we took care of that.
You did it.
The Secretary of State, he's resigned. That was all him. Nobody else but him. He's already gone.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's hear.
I know that when he said something, he started doing it started with 2S. And then LGBTQ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he started it with 2S right after condemning the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little subliminal thing, maybe. I don't know.
Possibly.
But it's like TU.
Yeah. Yes, really. See, that's what they do, dude. They accuse the other side of all of the things that they've done. I mean, how many times has he been in blackface? You know, how many times has Donald Trump been in blackface?
42.
Yeah. So it's just like you can't get blue through face. These people.
I did blue face.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There's a whole band that does blue face. Let me see here. My buddy just got this information. What did he say? Hold on. Back up. When the numbers are not high, the vaccinated do not have to test, but unvaccinated have to test every 3 days. He said, I asked my supervisor why, and she said, because they don't spread it, which is the reason of the vaccine to stop the spread. So my poor buddy has to be tested because he's not vaccinated. And this dude is the fucking dude. He has not taken the vaccine after like an immense amount of pressure. They were telling him all day, every day for months on end, right? I think almost a year or so, that he was going to be fired if he didn't get vaccinated. And he stuck to his,
that's torture.
And he's still there, and he didn't ever get the vaccine. But now they're doing this shit where they're gonna have to test him. And he's like, I'm not getting tested. You're not fucking testing me every fucking day. You know, he's pointed out to him numerous times. He's like, look, dude, the vaccine didn't work. Can you still get it? Yes. Can you still infect others? Yes. So it doesn't work. You know, next their argument is, well, it's less, if you have it, it's less lethal. And it's like, fuck, dude, you guys don't understand. And he works in healthcare. And he's like, you guys don't understand what a fucking vaccine is. You know, if you're vaccinated, then you should be protected against people who are unvaccinated, or else it's not a vaccine. I mean, that's the whole fucking point of this stupid shit, you know? But you just can't. And I told him, I was like, dude, you know, you just can't get through to these people. You just can't. It's impossible. These people are fucking psychopathic. You know, the government is their debt. The establishment is their God, and they do their God's will. All right, let's see what else this turd burglar has to say.
Some would call it attack, but from the videos that we saw, Steve, from Twitter and just undercover cameras, it didn't look like an attack.
Look at how nice this guy tries to start off to be, you know?
Let's talk about all the videos that we've seen, the undercover.
What do you mean all the videos?
All the videos on Twitter.
Well, all the videos on Twitter?
Yeah, hold on.
Are you guys going to really sit here and fucking tell me that the attack on January 6th.
Look how aggressive this guy
didn't
is.
Happen. That the violence, the bludgeoning of the police officers didn't happen.
Hold on.
Because of some bullshit.
And this guy can't even get a word in. He tries to. And he goes to say Twitter, where he found the videos. But if he would have had more time, he probably would have said, you know, Twitter, YouTube, all the social networking platforms, other alternative news sites, things like that. But he doesn't.
Also, I'm everywhere. Man.
Yeah, everywhere. Oh, fucking everywhere. You know, even the fucking videos that you would see on CNN and MSNBC, they'd show some of the other shit that he's talking about here. But this guy is so bought into this idea that it's now part of his identity. And this is what happens when you threaten somebody's identity. They fucking react this way.
Steve, I'll give you my opinion, and then you could talk. First of all,
You comparing? It's not an opinion.
Hold on.
It's not an opinion. It's a bullshit conspiracy.
I'm not only a fucking New Yorker. I'm a veteran. For you, time out. Yes. My sister's a veteran. My brother's a veteran. He's a veteran. For you to listen to me. For you to say that January 6th compared to 9/11 that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Hold on. Let me finish. Number one, it wasn't an attack. It looked like a guided tour. Okay. That's what it.
You're a fucking nut.
Are you? Yeah. You fucking ain't right. I am.
Yeah.
It was a guided fucking.
That's like now this guy is like, I can't remember this guy's name. I like him, but he's now emotionally charged, you know? So he calls him what did he just call him? An idiot or something like that, or a nut or something. He was like, yeah, you're right. I am. And it's like, oh,
well, at least he didn't call him cracker.
I wish he would have fucking something to kind of like set him aside from where he was at in the argument. I wish he would have came back with, you're a fat fuck. You're a fat retard.
Tour.
A guided tour.
You think
guy beating the cops with all the violence.
Who died?
A guy beating the cops with all the violence. What? And that's worse than 9/11. One, you know, a cop getting beat. I'm not saying it's great, but that's on a worse level. And fucking people jumping out of a building.
I would have thrown the whole summer of love on him.
It comes. Here it comes.
Hey, Ashley Babbitt, a veteran, they fucking shot. The Capitol Police shot her ass. Where the fuck is that guy getting in trouble?
Yep.
You're just upset because Donald Trump said, you know what? They probably cheated. You don't think he has a leg to stand on that they fucking did it in 2016? Hillary, Russia, FBI, colluded. Are you like... How are we fucking crazy, Steve? How are we crazy?
I mean, this is going to be on video. So, I mean, you're going to speak for yourself.
No, I'm going to.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You're the one saying this stupid shit. You're saying the fucking craziest shit. It's going to be on video. I fucking support this guy. I love what this guy is saying right now. Given, it's kind of all over the map. But again, he's emotionally charged, you know? He's fucking responding to you. He's wanting to beat your ass. And I would put all the money I have on him being able to beat your ass successfully. And he's holding back from doing that because he doesn't want to seem like even worse, you know, than what you're making him out to be. He doesn't want to give you that, but he wants to hurt you, dude. And I want to watch it. I want to fucking watch him beat your ass, dude. Here.
Let me speak for myself. Yeah. Okay, 19 terrorists took 4 commercial flights, crashed them in the World Trade, yeah. Crashed them in the Pentagon, did all that.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're saying that, and we've lost, and you, by the way, for how many decades of wars, we've lost over 1 million people from the Iraq War, which is all bullshit, all a lie, 1 million
people. We lost 1 million Americans.
Okay, now he's starting to argue against it? Against what he's saying about this right now? This is this fat fuck not knowing shit, you know, wanting to fucking, because this guy is saying one thing, he's wanting to argue, make arguments against what he's saying. He can't even like bring himself to agree with certain parts, you know.
In the Iraq
War. No, we lost. We killed people because we said there was weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. We lied. Bush, yep. Lied. Oh, yeah, yep. There's weapons of mass destruction there. There was no weapons of mass destruction, but we were like, oh, yep. We changed the name. Since we're here, Enduring Freedom, which is bullshit, mm-hmm. Okay? So as a veteran.
That is so cool that, like he said, he's a veteran. I think he was a veteran during that time that he is now saying that. I'm happy with that. That makes me happy, you know, that because that's a hard thing, dude. You go over, you join the military, you go over, you fight, and then you realize, and this is a hard conversation to have with any military vet. Like, I've got a cousin who's lost his leg, who will never be the same. I just saw him this a couple weeks ago, about a month and a half ago. And it was nice to see him, and it was nice to kind of talk with him for a minute, you know, because it was like, prior to that, since he got back from the war, he wasn't that. He's my younger cousin by like 8 years, maybe. And he was such a happy kid. You know, he was a loving, happy, carefree kid. And when he came back from that war, it just fucking changed him, dude. It like stole my cousin, you know, it stole that from him. So for me to sit down with him and I mean, I would never say it this way, but to say, you know, dude, everything that you fought for was a lie. It's fucking, that's a hard conversation to have, you know, a really hard conversation to have. So for this guy to, and I don't know, maybe he would be on that side too now. But you know, right off the bat, you lost something, you lost a part of you and physically and emotionally, you know, mentally you lost a part of you because of this thing. You know, it's like, do you want to admit that? You know, it's not easy to do. And so for this vet to say that is I think pretty impactful personally. So
as an American, as a New Yorker, for you to say that one day compared to that is absolutely absurd, Steve. I understand that you love this country. I'm not questioning your patriotism, but the hate for one guy because he loves this country so much.
He loves the country. Bullshit.
He doesn't.
God, you're a fool.
How am I a fool?
So this is why you don't give any respect over to the other side. Just stop doing it, man. See, he just tried to like say, hey, man, listen, I know that you're passionate. You care about this country. You're an American. He tried to do all of that. And then look what happened. He didn't get any of that back. He didn't get not one shred of it back. He got fucking an insult. You're a fool. This motherfucker, this fat fucking piece of shit, thinks so fucking little of this guy that he doesn't give a fuck. He has no anything, no integrity, no decency. You know, he just doesn't. He hates Trump. He's bought into that whole Trump derangement syndrome bullshit. And now he's just a fucking bad person, you know, to not reciprocate anything that this guy just tried to do with him and say, all right, man, look, you know, we may not agree, but I can see that I think you're probably still a good person. And then he doesn't reciprocate any of that, dude. This guy is like he said, he was a New Yorker, which means that 9/11 affected him a little bit more than it did me, you know, John Machado over here in Michigan. He's a vet, which means that he felt so affected by what happened that he joined the military and went over and fought for this country. He doesn't give a shit about any of that. You're a fool, is how he responds to him. I mean, it just fucking makes me like, yeah, it just fucking makes me want to get violent, dude.
How am I a fool? You have Trump derangement syndrome. You just hate the guy.
And mind you, this fat piece of shit, I don't know his history, but I assume this fat fucking walrus of a man has never done anything like what this vet has done. He's never been in the military. Not that I necessarily have to, that you have to be in the military, but at the same point, like, he gives off those real fucking cunty vibes, you know, that he's never really done anything for anybody else. He's never done anything extraordinary, you know. He created the Lincoln Project to what be a bitch. He created a bitch project, you know, and now he thinks he's got something. And now he's going to critique somebody else who's actually gone out and done something with his life. Fuck this piece of shit, man.
You are taken in by a con man.
No, I'm not. I guess
he loves the country. Trump loves the country.
You damn right he does. He's been saying it since the 80s, 90s on Letterman and all these shows.
He's a guy on September 11th.
And nobody ever questioned it back then. Ever. Now this, what he's about to say is questionable. I've heard people debate both sides of it. But it's a new talking point that the left has come up with.
Who went down, said he was down there. He wasn't. He's a guy who called in on a radio. He said, now I got the tallest building in lower Manhattan. He's a guy who lied about Muslims cheering it in New Jersey from Jersey.
That absolutely happened. It 100% happened, dude. It happened in Dearborn. I don't know about Jersey. It happened in Dearborn.
City. He is a con man. He is a liar. and that you have fallen for this bullshit.
I'm not falling for anything, Steve.
Please.
Steve, how about this, Steve? It didn't have to.
Look how he like looks over at Patrick Bettman David as if he's going to get to. He's one of those people that needs to like say something and then get an audience response from it, you know, because he has nothing. So he needs to say some stupid shit and then be like, oh, yeah. You agree with me, right? And Patrick Bettman David, you can almost guarantee is like, I kind of want to hit you too, you know?
To be Trump. What I love is that this dude sacrificed everything to pull back the curtain and tell the regular American.
What did Donald Trump say?
Oh, where does the list begin? Half of his clientele right off the rip. Does that not account for anything? He lost half of his clientele. At one point, he had both Democrats and Republicans going to all of his different things, hotels, anything that had his name on it. He had people that would purchase
golf.
His stuff. Golf, 100%.
At his golf club or his golf courses.
Yep. Celebrities left, right, and center. You know, he had everybody wanted to hang out with Donald Trump. Everyone. So as soon as he ran for president, and this, by the way, it wasn't the first time he ran prior to that, which is why Barack Obama, and even at that time, nobody was calling him, you know, a racist, not like they did after. He didn't lose his clientele until the second time he ran and he won, but he lost everything. He lost at least half of his clientele. I'd say probably a little bit more than that. Which is a lot when you're a businessman.
Well, I'll be like, you know, compared to Biden, he definitely lost money.
Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%.
I want to be throwing like Biden in his face. Like, dude, okay. And so Biden doesn't do any of that either?
Yeah. Yeah, but this guy, obviously, he'll vote for Biden. He'll vote for... Barack, if he ran again, he'd vote for Hillary Clinton, but he doesn't support her, but he does a little bit enough to vote for her. Cunt.
Sacrifice.
Time out. Guess what?
Donald Trump sacrificed.
What have you sacrificed, you fuck? You fuck. You just want to fucking hit on you.
Lex Luthor.
Yes, fucking. You know what I mean? He does. He kind of looks like a fat Lex Luthor.
His career, his he can go to prison. He can go to prison for what you guys want for the rest of his life.
Probably shouldn't have broken the law.
No, Steve, you know what it was? Steve, don't give me this regular law bullshit. Huh? He pulled open a curtain and let all of us see. The regular people, look at what these assholes are doing.
Are you talking about the shower curtain where he had the country's most sensitive secrets?
Oh, you mean, Biden doesn't bother you?
Yeah. Exactly. But Biden's doesn't bother you. Hillary Clinton's aspect doesn't bother you. What about Pence? You know, what about any of those people? Nothing. None of that bothers you. Only Trump. I mean, that's a massive point. You know, this fucking guy with his espionage act. Dude, it's like you guys have to come up with shit and then hope on technicalities that you'll get Trump on any of this. Oh, it's okay.
They all take documents home. They all take, hey, hold on. Were we in better shape now than when Trump was in? Are you happy with what's going on?
Nope.
You and your Lincoln Project, but mind you, the biggest hypocrites, you guys were going after him for Russian collusion and tax evading. That's what you guys were doing. All your people, you were the only one that was innocent. The rest of them were perverted. Dude, one of them was a Russian agent. One of them owes $390,000 in a tax in his house. And the other
talking about all the dudes at the Lincoln Project. And this guy even got some shit going on. I saw a couple of articles. I didn't have enough time to look at it before we got into this. But yeah, he's getting cracked on it too. All of the other douchebags at the Lincoln Project is what this guy's talking about right now. He's fucking trashing them, dude. This guy is not winning this debate. Steve Schmidt is a fucking... Talk about a con artist. It's this cunt right here.
The guy went to court from American Express for not paying his $30,000 tax bill. You guys are the biggest... hypocrites, the biggest hypocrites. You guys hate the man. You guys just hate the man. But the policies and what he did for this country, I'm happy. Listen, it didn't have to be him, Steve. It could have been a fucking turtle. He woke us up. He told people, hey, look at this curtain. Look at what these assholes are doing. Fake news, and it's all bullshit. And he sacrificed it all for us. Plain and simple, Steve. Say what you want. Say what you want. You're talking to a veteran that whole family fought for this country, and my parents are immigrants, and I'm a New Yorker. For you to compare those two is fucking asinine. The only girl that died was a veteran. The Capitol Police shot her. You said bludgeoning? Who died?
I don't think he's meaning to say asinine. He should be saying insulting, because that's exactly what it is. Like, it's insulting to this guy. I mean, it's insulting to me. You know, it should be insulting to any American that people like this fucking Steve Schmidt are saying this, you know. So I think what he means to say is insulting.
Who died on January 6th? Who died?
Well, we have Ashley Babbitt. Suicides.
God, give me a fucking break.
Thank you. I got to find out this guy's name. I'm loving this guy to death, you know. Yeah. Oh, Vinny something. See, look at that over in the right. On the comments, love
Vinny Pizzeria.
Vinny stock up 1,000%, no doubt, dude. This is not up to par standards. No pushback and approval lies. Everybody hates on him, but when Vinny does it, he is a hero. Oh, this guy's shitting on him. Fuck off, SMJ. Yeah, dude, this guy is cracking him so hard. I'm loving it, dude.
Me up. We have a lot of multiple on January 6th in the Capitol. Who died?
You're
I'm passionate. I'm telling the truth, Steve. You're the one. You were cussing and talking shit. You're not going to do that shit with me.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You are sitting here lying to millions of people about what happened on January 6th.
I'm lying.
Which was an attack on the country incited by the president. Watch the fucking
video. Why is he in jail for inciting violence?
This guy, so this this motherfucker has never been in a fight in his life. He's got all this security on, like this false sense of security that he can talk this way to somebody. Sadly, nothing's happening to him right now. But to like fucking turn over, do you see how he did that? He like turned over to him. And he fucking did the thing where he points right at him and he's fucking me, fucking you. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of shit where it's like, oh, are we doing this? Oh, we fucking we getting up, motherfucker? You gonna say that shit to my face? What the fucking, you know? Oh.
This is grabbing by the pussy moment.
Yeah. it's motherfuckers like this that ruin this country, that have that false sense of security. And sadly, it's that more people. I don't want to fucking brag about myself, but the more people don't have the same aspect that I have, I don't think that's the word, character that I have, that I wouldn't be able to fucking point at me like that, and you fucking turn, now it's like, okay, let's stop this right now. Are you wanting to fucking fight? Do we need to have a fist fight right now? Like, it just needs to be said or fucking insinuate. Okay, are we doing this right now? You fuck. Are we fighting? Because I want to. You look like you want to fight. You're talking like you want to fight. Let's fucking get it. I'm getting a phone call right now. No thanks. Anyway, back to it.
He will be soon.
Is that the video? Is that the video where he's like, go peaceful? Yeah. He's like, go in there, be peaceful.
That's what happened.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
You guys
don't seem to be a whack job like this guy.
Yeah, I'm a whack job.
But you know what it is, though, Steve? You know what it is? So for me, I want to respect the voter. And I think there are millions, if not tens, who feel like he does.
I don't give a fuck how he feels. And this is
important. I don't give a fuck how you feel.
And this is important. This is important because you can watch the video. No. You can watch the video. You can watch the actual video of the insurrectionists attacking the Capitol. That's real. Mm-hmm. It happened.
They attacked the Capitol.
Okay, can I just weigh in on one thing? You guys are both wrong, and you're both right.
I don't like this guy. I just want to have it be noted. I don't know if this is Patrick's brother, but I don't like this fucking guy. On my episode that I did the other day, he was... I just don't like this. I don't like his rhetoric. I don't like the fucking way he talks. I don't like that he fucking talks his way. I think I'm emotionally charged now. This fucking guy has got me This is the second time I've watched this clip, so now I'm even like more ready to fucking karate chop a man in half right now.
You got your weaving and bobbing going on.
Yeah, I'm fucking getting ready, dude. Start fighting this computer. This will be the second computer I fight.
Both days are horrible days in American history. We're comparing what's worse of a tragedy.
God, can we just finally admit it, that January 6th was not that big of a fucking deal? It's like, God damn, dude, I don't give a shit. I don't care. Some people got rowdy. Okay. One person on the side of the group that got rowdy got killed. Outside of that, none of the other fucking people got hurt. You know, nobody got killed.
Yeah.
You know, nobody died. And this fucking fat cunt
over here. You had Kyle Rittenhouse locked away.
Yeah.
You're always safe.
It's like nothing fucking happened, dude. Nothing changed. There was no fucking whatever. There wasn't a second unarmed insurrection. There wasn't any of that shit. You know?
No.
It's like, fuck, man. No, that day was not that bad. It really wasn't. There was some rowdy shit that happened. It was quelled after so long, you know? And now and these fucking people have just used it to fucking browbeat us down to this to try and get us to accept that it was some kind of bad day. It wasn't a bad day against democracy, even though we're not a democracy. It wasn't a bad day against the Constitution. It wasn't even a bad day. It was a couple of hours of stupid shit that happened. Who gives a fuck? Oh no. Dude, where was I?
Little. There you go.
I'm almost there. I accidentally clicked.
What's worse?
Here's this vagina.
Of a tragedy when they're both horrible tragedies. So who's right, who's wrong? You're right, more symbolically. Correct. This is an attack on our democracy. The peaceful transfer of power.
God,
talking about that, he's saying it didn't happen.
No, what she's wrong.
He's saying it didn't happen. Saying,
wait, hold on.
I said,
no.
Hear me, I deny it. Okay,
this is it. This is the fucking guy, strawmans him, says that he never said it didn't happen.
Question for you.
Hear me out.
No, hang on. Hang on a second. Listen to me. No, hang on a second. Yeah. You're the judge of this?
Can I
you're the judge of this to say he's wrong? Or he's
fucking Patrick, dude. I love this guy. Sorry if I just coughed right in the mic. Look at that, dude. He cracks his... This is like his co-host. I think it's his brother or his brother-in-law, one of the two. And look at him. Like how... That is... He didn't get mad. He didn't raise his voice. But he just smacked him down so hard. Like, made him look like a fucking bitch. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you.
And I said people weren't there. You said attack.
Yeah.
I said they were there. They were protesting.
Yeah, you said it was a.
I didn't say it was attack. No.
You
I
said it was a tour.
No. I said it looked like a guided tour.
It didn't look like a guided tour. To
wait. Yeah. What channel were you watching? CNN, MSNBC.
God,
I was watching shit undercover cameras.
You are a five-star whack job, man.
Where Vinny is right and wrong was
he's
a false sense of security, just talking that shit. You know, because nobody's ever punched him in the face.
Clearly wrong.
Where I agree with what people say is, by definition, a lot of people would say that it wasn't literally a insurrection. Was it a riot? Was it a violent protest?
It was an insurrection aimed at stopping the certification of the election constitutionally prescribed on January 6th.
Oh, now we care about the Constitution. That's
the purpose of it.
You can argue over semantics. Is that what I think?
It's not.
I do
not. It's not. No.
What point are you making?
Well, that was a good point. You're arguing over semantics to an effect. This fat ass is. The other guy, well, I guess it's kind of semantics to the effect of like what it looked like. Let me ask you, Bentley, if you were to say the shit that he just said to that veteran, would you expect that like maybe that veteran might be like, you know what, let's go take a step outside? Would you feel like if you were to call somebody a nut job, you know, full of shit, you know, and point at him the way that he did? Do you feel like if you were to say that to somebody, there would be like a pretty high percentage that you guys might end up going outside to have a fist fight?
Yeah, if we were sitting at the, you know, American Legion or the VFW.
Right. Because guys like you and me understand that there is such thing as fighting words. It's no legislation for or against it. It's more of a man thing. But because we've gone so far away from actual masculinity anymore, people have forgotten what that is. You know, now that I have this false sense of security that they can just run their fucking cocksucker off at somebody and nothing happens to them. Where it's like guys like you and me back in the day, you know, even now, I still think, you know, I still have that mindset that if I'm looking at a motherfucker and I'm like, fuck you, you stupid bitch, I'll fuck you up, you're a piece of shit, you're dumb, you're, you know, that there might end up being a set of knuckles that come towards this big ass head of mine that I'm gonna have to fucking move out of the way of.
I'm saying it's not semantics.
I would love to make my fucking point.
Go ahead. Let's see what it is.
If I can finish my
fucking statement. For once, make your point. Hurry up.
For once. So the point is, both days were piece of shit, fucking horrible days. You know it was not just a guided tour. You know that it was a violent, violent act of complete absurdity. It wasn't a guided tour. But at the same time, I don't think many people think that it was an actual insurrection. It was a horrible day in American history. Horrible day. It was not a tour through the Capitol. It was horrible. But at the same time, you have to understand millions, millions of Americans are going to see what you said about 9/11 and be shell-shocked by the ramifications of what you're saying. So this is what I'm saying, that you're both right and wrong in your assessment.
I think millions of Americans will understand perfectly what I'm saying. I think millions of Americans, sadly, are abused by people like you.
I'm abused.
Who have a platform and communicate misinformation like you just did, that this was a guided tour as opposed to a violent attack. You are one of the people, through your conspiracies, who is poisoning the discourse and the ability of people to tell reality.
Yeah.
I want to say for the record, you're completely, absolutely, totally full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
When you say, when you say that that was anything other, when that was any.
Now this veteran's starting to kind of pick up on it. Like, listen here, dude. Fucking touch me. He's getting to that point where it's like, fucking touch me, dude. You fucking put just a little, just a skim of your fingertip, just like fucking right on my shoulder. Fucking lock. Ooh, lay you out.
Anything other than an insurrection.
Go use a microphone. What? Guess what? I can say whatever I want because I'm an American.
By the way, reasonable question.
I never liked that argument. I mean, I get it and I agree with it, but I've just never liked it. I can say whatever I want. Okay. All right. Just tell him to fuck off, you know? Tell him go shove it up your ass. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fraud. You are the con man. I don't like you. And I want to fist fight you right now. That would make me happy. You know?
For you. Reasonable question for you. What was, and Adam, here's a question for you. You said violent protest. You used those words.
Twice. I said violent twice.
Yeah. I did. Yes.
You said J6 is violent.
Yes.
Was BLM protest violent?
Thank you, Patrick.
So we're going to go to a separate topic.
I'm curious, question for you.
Yes, it was violent.
What's more violent, J6 or BLM riots? How many businesses went out of business? Good point. Or how many businesses were trashed during J6?
So now I have to defend BLM.
You do,
now?
Because you used the word violent.
They were both
acted like a bitch, and you're trying to play this. It's like that fucking. It's like the people that try to stop two people from fighting who want to fight. You've heard me talk about that before, right? That, like, I want people to stop doing that. Like, you know how, like, at a party, there'll be two guys that want to fist fight, and then there's always that one dude that's, like, tries to step in, or however many people try to step in and, like, stop them from fighting. It's like, stop. Let them fight. Let them go outside. Okay, maybe don't fight in here. Go outside and fight. You know? Let them get that shit out. Because the more that you prevent that from happening, the more that one of those two want to go get a gun or a knife or do something more extreme than just have a little fist fight. You know, we don't let guys fight anymore, you know, and this little fucking bitch is one of them that fucking tries to play this weird little gay referee and steps in between them like, guys, oh, you're both wrong. However, you're both right. Whatever. Just, you know,
violent.
No.
Just like 9/11.
No, it's not.
And now Patrick called him out on it. And he now has to own being the bitch that he is.
horrible day.
That's not how.
Just like January 6th.
No, that's not how it works.
Levels. That's so only one works. Can be violent no, when the other
not.
One can't.
It's not. No.
Why so can't
January
you 6th understand?
Was peaceful and only to, BLM was violent. I got it.
What is the difficulty in understanding that one of them was an attack on a very specific place?
Say it slower.
On a very specific day.
Slower.
With a very specific function longer. Taking place on that day that had everything to do with the peaceful transition of power, which is
what?
Foundational to how the country functions.
Are we still going?
That's why.
Now oh, we're shit. Talking different issues.
So right. So if there's a riot
right.
in Cleveland
uh-huh.
and 500 businesses are burned down,
yeah,
uh-huh.
that is a threat to the economy in Cleveland,
oh,
but not American democracy. What? If you assault the Capitol
yeah.
on the day that the Congress is certifying an election to begin the process that will culminate on the 20th with the transfer, they have nothing to do with each other. The attack on the 6th,
God damn it, he's still going.
Was incited by one of the 44 people in the history of the country who's raised his hand and swore the 35-word oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, period. It was the most grotesque betrayal and abdication of presidential responsibility in American history. It constitutionally disqualifies him, in my estimation, from holding office ever again. How could anybody look at what happened? Look at what happened. It was a tour? How fucking dare you?
You didn't see the shaman getting guided around?
Shit.
Mr. The guy was supposed to be this crazy one.
That took... I wish I would have been keeping time. That took so long for him to get through that shit point. That fucking roundabout, ridiculous argument. That didn't happen. But it didn't happen. It didn't stop it. You know, like he doesn't even want to include. Okay. All right. Let's say that that was maybe some people's idea. I would say that that was like the FBI cells that were inside the crowd that were trying to get them ramped up. And that was their idea to try and infer onto the rest of the crowd. Rabble rouse was the phrase I like to use. But for the rest of the people, it was, we know that this was a fucking rigged system in the first place. We know that Donald Trump won. We know that it was too much of a coincidence that the night of and the next morning Biden's voter counts were that much higher. That was all off. There's something a little suspicious about all that. That was too much. So they're a little pissed off, you know. There's a lot of people in that crowd were like, no, this is fucked up. What's more is that when they got in the Capitol, they didn't light anything on fire. Nobody brought a gun. Nobody brought anything to kill anybody with. Crazy.
Yeah, right? They didn't even have a skateboard.
Didn't even have a fucking skateboard. Good point, Bentley.
Or good dumpsters.
Point. Or dumpsters or a plastic bag to throw at anyone. They didn't have shit. They were unarmed. That is not an insurrection. That needs to be a part of an
worst insurrection ever.
Ever. Dude, I think I'm drunk. It'd
be like the bloopers of insurrections, actually.
Yeah. It's the worst ever, like we said.
Okay, here's my question. What, Steve, how do you explain the countless FBI agents in plain uniform that Congress won't even tell us how many?
Because it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What a lie. What a lie. What a fucking load of shit. What a load
of shit. Do you not know that it happened?
See, I mean, at what point do you just go, you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, you know? I would have already told him.
You're dismissed. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But like, dude, you're mumbling.
Yeah, you don't know.
I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm sorry.
Like, the Democrats have admitted this. Like, get the fuck out. You don't know what you're talking about. Get the fuck out of here. You're done. We're done with you. You obviously have such a strong bias. You should go hang out with Sam Harris.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. And Ray Epps.
The violent insurrection.
Oh, yeah. By the way, let me see this. Can I saw that? Go back to that video. Could you show this video? People are fucking rotting in jail for 30 years. What the hell does that look like to you?
One video.
Look at the violence. I don't give a shit.
Look at that. See what he says? It's one video. It's like you have been, you're being provided the information. You're being provided the factual information. Here's the video. I wish that video, and that's bad enough on itself. I wish the video would have been the police officers that were guiding him through. That were with him, with the shaman guy, whatever.
Yeah, doing selfies.
Because that's even more evidence. What do you call this, you cunt? You fat fucking twat? What do you call this? That's not an insurrection. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of this argument, right here. You know? And then now what do you say, you stupid fucking fat ass? You come over my half side of this fucking area and I'm gonna hit you.
You're yelling doesn't mean you're right.
No, it doesn't matter.
That's one piece of video.
Yeah,
one. Why don't we show the hours of footage of them?
Tucker Carlson.
Okay.
What do we got here? Guys, we got Tucker Carlson here.
We got Tucker Carlson.
We got a guy who's got his own show on Russian TV.
Ashley Babbitt, God rest her.
Russian TV. Say what? He doesn't have a show on Russian TV. He got let go of from Fox News. Now he's putting on episodes on Twitter. Like, you see? Like, he doesn't have anything, so he just comes up with shit that as best he can on the spot.
So we got the king of replacement, domestic terrorists.
Oh my God, look at this violence. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, here it is. Yeah.
Let's roll the tape of the violence, though.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, that's like saying there's a war going on over here. But you have video of outside of them getting along.
Here's my question.
There's other videos, Vinny.
Hold on, let's go back. So you mean to tell me Donald Trump, 2016, we found this is a fact. This isn't BS. I made this up. 2016, fact. All right. The Durham report. Hillary Clinton, DNC, FBI, they all colluded to say
none of that's true.
None of it's true. So you're full of shit right now. Number 100% true. She paid for the dossier and did all that shit. 100%. So Donald Trump is crazy to think that they would cheat again? Are you kidding me? You mean having the FBI?
There's no evidence of voter fraud of any type whatsoever anywhere.
Okay. See, this is doggy. Oh, it hurts, man. It hurts your head when you hear fucking people like it. I'm drooling. There's no evidence. Like, even the most biased Democrats will admit that, yeah, there's at least some fraud. And he just flat out said there's no evidence of fraud whatsoever anywhere at all. Like, even Democrats, when if they know anything about, because in Colorado, I think it's Colorado, they were doing the mail-in ballots. For senator, for governor, and all that shit before we did it in 2020. Even they would admit that, yeah, there was some fraud there. They'll admit that, yeah, there's some fraud that happens within any election. They'll admit that. But this fucking uber biased piece of shit.
Yeah, there was none in this election.
Yeah, it was the safest. Where did that come from? You know,
I saw a meme. I don't know if it's true, but I was like, something I want to explore. But it said that Joe Biden's sister is married to the guy that owns Dominion Voting.
Hmm.
I'm like, what is that? But it was a meme on like Facebook. So who knows what the hell?
Yeah. I think I saw something like that. Joe Biden's sister married to, just click it there, see what it says. Joe Biden's sister. How many sisters? Hopefully you only have the one, right? Why is my computer going so slow? John T. Owens. Valerie Biden. Owens is married to attorney John T. Owens, with whom she has three children. Son, okay, well, who the fuck is John T. Owens?
Just check out his...
As Joe Biden crafts new ethics rules, family members, blah, blah, blah. Public adjuster, no. Fact check. Joe Biden's sister is not married to Dominion. Well, this is Reuters, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. Voting system owners. Social media users have been sharing content online and alleges President-elect Joe Biden's sister, Valerie, blah, 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 is married to Stephen Owens, the owner. Wait, is that the name that I just typed in? No, John. Stephen Owens. Oh, okay. Stephen Owens, the owner of Dominion Voting System, which sells electronic, blah, blah, blah. One post here reads, Joe Biden and his brother-in-law, Stephen D. Owens, owner of Dominion Voting. What you got to say now? Photograph of Biden with Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who is not his brother-in-law. The original photograph, blah, blah, blah. Stephen Owens is the managing director and co-founder of Staple Street Capital. The company took part in a deal with management to acquire Dominion. Okay, so she's married to John Owens. There's no evidence to show that Biden's sister Valerie is married to Stephen Owens. She is married to John Owens, as noted here, blah, blah, blah.
Are they brothers?
Yeah, that's okay. So is John T. Owens Stephen Owens' brother? You motherfuckers. Is John T. Owens related? What is his name to?
Stephen.
Stephen Owens. Owner of Dominion Voting. Does Joe Biden blah blah blah? No connections. Not showing me shit right now, but this is all fucking Google. I'd have to go down pages upon pages upon pages to find anything.
Well, maybe if one of them had a Wikipedia page.
They could be brothers. We'll end with that. We'll end with a... Here. John T. Owens. Let's see if they have a Wikipedia on them. No. Valerie Biden Owens. Fuck you.
What about the Stephen Owens? Yeah. The Dominion guy. Yeah,
Stephen Owens. Excuse me. Is a civil trial lawyer in Los Angeles with the law firm, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if this is the same one. Lawsuit against Suge Knight.
Dope.
What's up, bro? I don't know. That's one I'm going to have to spend a little bit more time on. I've only got maybe about 10 more minutes.
Yeah, but
no, you're full of shit.
That's a separate conversation.
You're full of shit.
Hold on. By the way, and the hypocrisy for you guys to talk shit, the Lincoln Project was comprised of all the same shit that you guys accused Trump of. That's the fucking funny part. You guys are all full of shit. Your whole crew was tax evading, Russian foreign agent, money scandaling fucking people. And we're supposed to what? Believe you guys were making money. Where's all that money? Where's all the money? And I'm fucking crazy? You didn't vet none of those people? You didn't vet none of them? No, none of these people. And it's always the ones that point are the biggest pieces of shit. The ones that go, hey, look at Trump, tax guy, Russia guy. It was you guys.
Wasn't me.
It's you. Oh, you're innocent. You're 100% innocent.
I pay my taxes.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to find some fucking guy? You know what you are?
An American patriot.
You're a whack job.
Yeah, I'm a whack job.
You're a whack job.
Let me guess. Dismiss conspiracy. No, the truth fucking hurts and doesn't care about your feelings. Period. I'm sorry.
I'm not delusional about what he's saying about the peaceful tour of the Capitol, which I fully disagree with.
It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's lying into the camera about a violent event, saying it was peaceful, spouting conspiracy theories, and using a Tucker Carlson thing.
I don't know what to say other than to say it's why the country, right?
I mean,
it's why Trump is leading in the polls, because there's so many crazy whack jobs like me that are tired of your bullshit. Period.
Nice.
America first. Argument. Look where the fuck America is right now. Where are we? Are you happy with what's happening right now in this country? Are you genuinely happy with what's happening in the country? Border wide open, inflation, all the bullshit that's happening, all the violence, all the smash you got, all the shit. You're happy?
I think three things. I genuinely think you're a whack job.
God bless you too. Thank you so much.
I think you're ignorant.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And
I think you have nothing to say because you know that I'm right. And guess what? I hope to God Trump's win again. Trump wins again, so he just lives in your head.
So he can kill me?
No.
Kill the chairman of the Joint Chiefs?
No, because I want you to wake up.
Shut down NBC?
Kill me? Nobody fucking cares about you, fatty. Your cholesterol is going to kill your ass, dog. Your fucking eating habits and not working out is going to kill your ass. And we're going to let it happen.
I'm like, dude, don't you have a Target to go loot, bitch?
Yeah, like,
what are you doing here?
Nobody gives a fuck about you. Trump don't care two shits about you, motherfucker. You know,
like, so what? So what?
Vinny's dressed pretty sharp, dude. Look at that. Fucking, he's got the little fucking red napkin in his thing.
Looks like him. Al Pacino.
Yeah, but like one that I can
Louis Cipher.
You know, good for him, man. Good for him for sticking up for what he believes, and I love it.
I want you to wake up every morning and go, oh, I want you to cry. All the people that cry. What do you...
I want to clip that, dude.
Hate America, dope. It's people like you that are divided.
And I love that he fucking, like, I feel like me and this guy we got to be pretty close to the same age. Because he's saying shit like, America's dope. Under Trump, America was dope. He said it a couple of times throughout all of this. He said like little things that I was like, oh shit. Me and him are kind of like fucking got the same vernacular. I like it.
Fighting us. All right. I don't give a shit about personality. I want policy. I want to live in a safe fucking country. All right. I want the border to be secure. Agreed. I want the economy to be killing. All right. Agreed. I don't want people like you.
I don't know.
Like,
you seem
a boogeyman.
You seem a little rattled to me.
Not at all, bro. I'm on point all day.
He might be a little bit rattled right now, but he's emotionally charged. All right. He's ready to fuck you up. If you get like just a little bit closer to him, he's ready to fucking elbow you right to the fucking face, karate chop you to the throat, fucking overhand right to the eyeball, you little.
Baba weave, baby. Baba weave.
Look at the fucking difference between these two as I pause it. Look at this fat, fucking insecure piece of shit to the left. And then my guy over here that's ready to fucking throw that can right at his dumb, fat, bald head. You know? This is what happens, this guy on the left. This is what happens when you don't get enough good pussy. You know? He's had to settle his whole life for shitty pussy. This guy on the right, he's gotten some good shit, you know? He's happy with his life. The guy on the left, he's unhappy. He doesn't like Trump. He's very jealous of Trump because Trump...
Oh, he hates being a white guy.
Trump has had nothing but that gold standard pussy his whole life. He's been able to grab that gold standard pussy anytime he wants. You know what I mean? And this fat fuck is so jealous of it. For any ladies that are listening, that this is how guys are with one another. This is what we think about.
Except that guy, he left his penis in the junk drawer at
true.
The house.
Well, Adam, that fucking Adam over there left his balls and his pecker somewhere else. He didn't bring them with him to the show today.
He left them in his panty drawer.
Yeah, fucking, what a fucking cunt. Sit the little fucking pussy. Sit over there and try and play fucking referee goober.
Yeah, I have passion.
What do you think about what he's asking about killing the Joint Chiefs of Staff as a veteran?
He's for it.
No, what?
For it. Kill him, right?
What do you want? What?
When Trump wants to kill Milley,
I didn't, maybe you'll shoot him.
Well, that's when you know that somebody's being honest. What he just said, and like I said, this is the second time that I'm watching it. So I watched the first time over, and I was like, oh, cool. You know, like this guy can be as passionate as he is and say the things that he has. And when presented with information, he doesn't just talk about it as if he knows about it. He's like, I haven't heard about this, you know, which is to say, like, I wish.
What I said, I'm like, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like, all right, well, what's this all about? So we had to look it up. We had to see what he said. And after we saw, after we got that more information, it was like, okay, so it's not quite like what you're making it out to be. You're making it your straw man.
It's kind of like your reference to January 6th.
Yeah.
Also,
fucking hogwash, you know. But somebody like me would be like, I'm okay with it. You know,
you just said it. Trump just said he wanted to kill Milley.
But see, this is what they do. This is what the enemy does, right? He says, no, it's what I said. What I said, he said, is what he said. So you have to take me, you have to take what I said. And
yeah,
if you don't,
I'm just dumbing it down for you.
Yeah. If you listen to what he said, but you don't take away from it what I did.
What he really said in his heart, he means he wants to kill him.
Right.
And grab him by his pussy.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
It happened 3 days ago.
Okay, I didn't see it.
Answer the question he's asking. What? He's asking a question about how do you feel America's doing today? We'll get to this here in a minute as well. How do you think America's doing today?
I think the country is...
That fuck.
I think the country's got a bad economy right now.
Okay.
And I think the country is... when you look at the polls right now, the country is having a choice put on it that it doesn't want. And so right now, when you have 80% of the country saying we don't want the Trump-Biden rematch, we'll see if we even get the Trump-Biden rematch, right? Johnson didn't get out of
the... Well, then who the fuck do they want? Trump's ahead on the Republican ticket by, what, 50 points still? And I like Vivek, you know? I'm still
Michael
kinda...
Obama.
Yeah, so they don't want Biden.
And so this will be the first black president, too.
I mean, it's all in how you ask the question, too. So, yeah, he might be right to if he's asking the question, do you want a Trump-Biden rematch? And people so much so don't want Biden. But that's not to say that they don't want Trump. When you have amongst the, and by the way, and this is anecdotal, but of the people that I've talked about, there are talked to that are independents. Or centrists, they'd rather have Trump than just about anybody else that's out there that's running. So this guy doesn't know what the fuck. I shouldn't say he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about, although he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. But it's also in how you ask the question. You know, okay, they may not want that rematch, but it's not to say that they don't want Trump. It's a smokescreen. It's a straw man.
The race until March of 1968. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if Glenn Youngkin gets in.
I just fucking. I know that there's good people that talk like him, but I just fucking. Maybe it's because of the stance that he takes and then fucking the pompous douchebaggery that comes with the words that come out of his stupid face. But it makes me hate his accent. Sadly, I never want to rate somebody off of their accent, because I do enjoy just about every accent that's out there for the most part. But this fucking guy, I don't like him. And they're done with this clip, by the way. So that's it, really. See what I mean? We spent the whole time on that.
He's just spouting the party line.
Yeah,
he's different than KJP, or you know, he's just more eloquent than Harris, but they're all saying the same crap and lying to people over and over. That dude is dangerous. And, you know, he looks like Lex Luthor.
He does. He looks like a fat-ass Lex Luthor. Founded in, okay, the Lincoln Project. Founded in, it's a centrist American political action committee.
I always thought it was gay.
Kind of. I think you're right. Founded in December 2019 by moderate conservatives and former Republican Party members. Yeah, so I was right, who opposed Trumpism. They fucking forgot to mention or put in the word the. And 45th U.S. President Donald Trump during the 2020 presidential election and aimed to prevent the re-election of President Donald Trump. So, yeah, this is fucking rhinos. So I was right. Good. See? I'm right about stuff sometimes. By the way, we've been live on Facebook for this entire time.
Oh, my.
I don't know how many people we've had.
Hello, Facebook. For a moment, but, hello, all you beautiful people.
Hold on. Let me answer a call on. Hey, give me a minute. I'm podcasting. All right. I'll talk to you in a minute. Bye-bye. That was my other buddy that's been on the podcast. So anyway. All right. Now I got to go do something with my buddies. My cough is so bad. You might want an alarm if you're going. Yeah, I will. So my wife texted me while we were doing this too. She's not going to church in the morning. She's sick now.
Oh.
Dude, I'm going to save that text of my wife because she has given me so much shit for being sick. She's like, men are such babies and you're such a baby when you're sick. And I'm like, I take care of you when you're sick. You remember those times that you've been, and she's like, only when I'm nauseous. I'm like, no, that's it. That's anytime. So I'm gonna save that text and be like, I'm sorry, I thought you were fucking big badass. Anyway, I love my wife and I'm gonna take good care of her, but I am going to shove that right in her face. So
go get her.
Yeah. Tonight I'm drinking, I think I should do this more often. Tonight I am drinking Rebel whiskey. This is the good shit. This is so good and it's so cheap. $18 a bottle, but I swear to you, like if anybody gets this, have some fun, go to your friends that also like bourbon, have them taste it. Don't tell them how much it costs. And then ask them, how much do you think this is? Every single time I've had somebody try it, they think it's in between $50 and $70, $80. That's how good this is. And it's only $18 a fucking bottle. It is. Oh. It is so good. It's so good. And this is the 86 proof. The 100 proof is a little bit more rock gut, but it still tastes way better than Jack Daniel's. And I have been a Jack Daniel's lover for a long time. But this is it. Now, Jack Daniel's, I don't think any other whiskey can take Jack and a Jack and Coke. That's pretty big words, what I just said. But I'll stand by it. And if you're having a bourbon and Coke, I don't think anything else can take the place of Jack. So.
No, that's what I would give you. If you wanted a bourbon and Coke, I would make a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, it's like the best. That's hands down the best. I have not smoked marijuana in quite some time. Real sad to say.
Quitter.
No. But it's going to be quite some time before I get the taste of the delicious sticky icky anytime in the near future. So I'm not an alcoholic, but I'm becoming closer to it. Like I still know to like cut back after so long because I hate hangovers. I hate them so much. Oh, do I hate them? And now that I'm 40, like a hangover is even worse. But so I'm drinking on the Rebel. Drinking on Rebel. The Rebel, and I'm taking of the Rogue nicotine. So that's my delights this episode. 6 milligram, not the 4 or 3. I don't pussy out like that. So anyway, all right. That's it for me. Do you have anything else?
No, man. I'm
for
good.
This episode. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Hey, Finley. My pleasure.
Yeah, dude. You are the dude. And I'll also point this out. What's kind of crazy is right when I got back to it, John Ward, who I have been missing for like a year or so, got back to podcasting, kind of like me and you. He's got his buddy that he came back with. So if anybody else has been missing John Ward and you didn't know that he was back, he's back. He's got about 3 or 4 episodes in. And I think it's something called like the mezzanine, I think. So you can get on that. I've been missing him for a while, dude. He put out such good content. So he's back out. But I'll be putting out far more episodes, making this a little bit more of a what's the word I'm looking for? Common occurrence. Yeah, that was pretty good. So that
there you go.
Yeah. And I just listened to your most recent episode. I don't know if you noticed, if you go on, well, at least on my cast box, when I look up your episodes, I just listened to your most recent one. They double. And I'm sure it's nothing to do with you. It happens to me too, where it'll like upload two of your, like your episodes will upload as duplicates.
Oh, some of them are videos. So maybe they're taking like the video.
Oh, okay.
That I put on Spotify. Or yeah. Anchor.
So I'll probably upload this tomorrow. I don't know if I'll get to it tonight, but it'll be uploaded tomorrow on Rumble. And then we'll
Rumble.
Have it there. So obviously anybody that's watching it on Facebook tonight will be able to watch it. But yeah, other than that, no more YouTube. They kicked me off of there and I'm not going back. Unless they do like a mass what's the word? Bring back or whatever. They let everybody back on, then I'll come back to YouTube. But I'm not going out of my way to fucking kowtow to those cunts. Fuck YouTube. I'm happy over on Rumble. So yeah, that's where you'll find us. We already plugged in the beginning, so really it's just us saying
plug.
Our farewells for right now. So
peace.
All right, buddy. Later.
Later.
Bye bye.